Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, hope you're having an amazing week. Today I'm going to talk about another important part of my story of how I got started in real estate investing. The topic of the day is house hacking. I believe that house hacking is one of the most important pieces of getting to financial independence for people who are starting out especially. So especially if you are young, and even if you're not, pay attention. This is seriously such a powerful concept and it could shave years off of your career in a good way. What is house hacking, first of all? It's when you buy a house, a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex, for example, and rent out space to help you pay your mortgage. You could even have a hip camp in your backyard, or you could rent out a pad for a tiny house on your driveway. The key is rentable space on your primary residence to help you pay your mortgage on the first home that you buy for yourself. Again, you don't have to necessarily live with people. You can buy a duplex and live in one side and rent the other side out, buy a house and rent out the basement. There's lots of different configurations that may suit you better depending on the house and, you know, where you are in your life, etc. So now let's go back in time and talk about how I did my first house hack. After I left my MBA, I was working and living in Portland, Oregon. I was 26 years old and I hadn't really given house buying much thought. This is even though I had already purchased and renovated a home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. See, back then in Pittsburgh, we didn't get a mortgage to buy that house, so I did not have the experience of qualifying for a loan or working with a realtor or a bank, etc. Also, I had this idea that houses in Portland were a lot more expensive than in Pittsburgh, which was true, but I was allowing that idea to be something that held me back. It was a belief that ended up being a limiting belief when it didn't have to be. I also felt that I didn't have enough money or income. I was paying money on my student loans. I was wondering where I would come up with a down payment because at that time I was paying down my student loans with all of my extra income from my salary. There were a lot of questions, and the questions, to be honest, got in the way of me figuring out what my game plan was for buying a house, so much so that I didn't even really think about it. What I could have done back then was continue what I had done previously, which was I would check out books and I would learn and educate myself. That's what I was doing back in Pittsburgh before I ended up buying that house. And I could have done things of that nature, but I didn't. I was just kind of focused on living my life and not really thinking about the next step, which is fine, but I never would have bought my house if I didn't somehow get to that next step and take action. So the first step is having the idea. The next step is learning, educating oneself, and then you got to take action. So I wasn't doing any of that. However, I got lucky because soon a few of my friends around me started buying houses in Portland, Oregon. This made me think we all have similar career trajectories and educational experience. This must be something that's possible for me too. This is an important point because I have said this before, but having examples in one's life of things that you want to do is so important. There's a saying, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to luxcap.com, luxe-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
This makes sense. You can see this with kids very clearly, for example. Their friends have a large influence on them. And as an adult, that was true for me too. So having friends who were buying a house really influenced me to start thinking about buying a house. So I just want to make sure that you're translating this to your life. Who is it that you're surrounding yourself with? What kinds of things are they doing in their life to make their lives better? And are those types of, is that what you want for your life? Are you looking up to your friends? Are you inspired by your friends? Do you need to maybe find some new friends that can inspire you to take the next steps in your life that you might even not know you want to take? There's also another saying, DKDK, you don't know what you don't know. So that's a tool that's also really important to remember, DKDK, because if you aren't exposed to certain ideas, you might not even know what you're missing. So in any case, the whole task was rather daunting to me. Even though I knew that I had friends who were buying houses and I knew that it must be possible for me, it was still really daunting and I still took no action. I didn't talk to a realtor or a loan officer or check out any books. I didn't take any action, but I at least had the thought that I should probably be doing this. Then, one fateful day, my landlord at the apartment that I was renting gave me 60-day notice. My lease was not going to be renewed. I was devastated. And I was angry. I felt like my life had been upended. I did not realize that I was not going to be allowed to be able to stay in this place as long as that I wanted. And it was really destabilizing to find out that I wasn't going to be able to continue living in my home of 2 years. So that was a big shocker for me. And it was a reminder that when you rent, you aren't necessarily in control of how long you get to stay in a place. However, I didn't sulk long. And in less than 2 days, I got a referral from my friends who had just bought a house, and I met with those realtors and got the process started. So one lesson from this story is that sometimes a huge blow from the universe could turn into a huge opportunity if you choose to make it so. I was truly so upset when I found out that I would have to leave my apartment. I felt it was unfair. I was angry. I felt that there wasn't enough time. And I was just in a bit of a victim state. And I really could not believe that I was being forced to either move to another place to rent or figure something else out. And so it was devastating to me. However, now in retrospect, I realized that that was actually the biggest blessing in disguise that I ever possibly could have asked for, because it allowed me It actually didn't just allow me, it kind of propelled me, it forced me to actually engage in this process of looking for and buying a house. And I wouldn't have done that otherwise. And this was the bottom of the market. So I actually ended up buying in 2012, which was a very opportune time to buy. You know, not that it's not an opportune time now or any time. I mean, getting started is more important than when you buy, but it just so happened that it was very opportune timing as well. So this is something that I want to take note of. When difficult things happen, remind yourself of this statement. The solution lies within the problem. I have that written up in my room on my desk, and I can't tell you how many times contemplating this statement has helped me out of sticky situations. I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy. Problems are not easy. Solving problems are not easy, but hopefully solving the problem by looking at the solution that lies within it can help propel you into the future, into your next stage of life, or whatever it is that you want for yourself next. So those are some of the lessons. Who are you surrounding yourself with? And are those people inspiring you to take the next steps in your life that you want to take? And remembering that anytime the universe delivers a blow to you, to tell yourself the solution lies within the problem, and make sure to use it as a jumping off point. You know, you can think of it like a diving board that the universe deals you a blow, and then you use it as a springboard to go even higher than you were before. And this has happened in my life many, many, many times. And the sooner that I embrace that concept, that the low point is going to be the springboard from which I go to higher and higher heights, the faster that process is. So just remember that, and you guys can do it. I'm really excited to continue this story next week and talk about the actual house that I bought and how it worked. But for now, I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.